I'm standing here because it's my pleasure to be able to introduce to you a special friend who periodically shares his life with us. We don't always get a lot of notice, but in recent years, he started bringing somebody with him who sometimes has an anointing that also strikes to the heart. And we're just so blessed. We consider them family. We've been supporting this man and his family for, I think, eight years, maybe longer now, more than that. We became friends with Pastor Farley, who introduced us. But he trusted us with his youngest daughter for a few years. She lived upstairs up there with us as she was going to college. How many of you remember Anna? Anybody remember Anna? I look around this sanctuary, and it's got her fingerprints on it, huh, Vic? It's got Vic's fingerprints. It's got Les's fingerprints. But it was that young lady, Anna, who helped me choose these colors. We used to have a white palace. Now we've got a warm environment that's really special because of her. And a lot of what she imparted here was the result of her mom and dad's way of raising her and encouraging her to be a lover of Jesus, which I know is the desire of every parent in the room, that we'd be able to influence our children and our grandchildren that way. But Pastor Moses, about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, shared with us a vision that he had for stadiums in Vietnam. And I just want to remind you that we're still believing with him. He's going to start filling stadiums. Maybe he'll report on that today, but Where's Pastor Jacob? Now, I know he's not here, but I just want you to know he's not here by calling him. Where's Pastor Jacob? Anybody see Pastor Jacob? Anybody? Is Pastor Jacob close to you? Did you guys forget what he looks like? He went to Nanakuli last week with his daughter. And I think today he decided it was a good day to spend with his grandson. I'm not sure. Where's Pastor Jacob? Oh, my gosh, here I am making fun of him. What's going on? Oh, he's coming back from the bicycle accident. Did he get infected or something? When did he send that to you? 2 days ago? No, a little while ago? Okay, so let's pray for him right now. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Pastor Jacob to you, Lord. He had an accident on his bicycle. He kept saying that all is well, but Lord, he's now in emergency today. I pray. Give the doctors wisdom. Let them see him quickly, Lord. Let them bring peace to his heart. Let the right medication at the right place at the right time, led by Jesus. It's only by the blood that we ask this, God, that you would heal him miraculously, supernaturally, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. So I take back all my joking, because this is the story. This guy is sitting here because Pastor Jacob comes up to me and says, I know you're scheduled to speak next week, but is it okay if Pastor Moses does? I said, No. He says, no? I said, yeah. He's not going to give me enough notice to let him speak. I'm not going to let him speak. Besides, I was scheduled. I'm ready to speak. And then I thought, and I looked at him, he was starting to cry. His heart just got really soft, and he says, okay, Pastor. And I said, okay, then Pastor Moses can speak. Would you all put your hands together and welcome our dear brother Moses, and Elizabeth is going to come up here. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm very delighted, and thank you, Pastor John and Pat. Allow me to be a part of the church, and knowing Pastor Darius and Debbie and Pakistan Pastor, Pastor Dan, Pastor Stevens, and maybe more than I can say thanks. And everyone is at open heart for my family. You know, I was laughing because Pastor John was, you know, joking about Pastor Hong, you know. Because we all look alike, how can you tell, you know. The only difference is he have no hair. So that's how we can tell the difference. But, you know, it's, you know, we can rejoice in the most difficult time in your life. It will turn the circumstances around. I don't know why I say this. Most of the time, I don't want people to feel sorry for me and myself and my family. I want you guys to be laughing with me. And in the most difficult time that, you know, in the Lord remind me that, you know, when I was imprisoned in Vietnam, because I was, not because I'm doing something wrong, but because I was preaching the gospel. I was smuggling Bible. A Bible in my hand, or in by that time, it cost people for 3 years in prison. And so, you know, if you have a Bible in your hand, maybe more prison, you know, for the American, because you have at least two Bibles in the home, right? And maybe you don't have time to read it. You see, it, America is that it has been blessed by God. And then the people like I like, you know, it's turn away from him. And we all get angry because, you know, before Trump, or even you get mad with Trump now. It doesn't matter. He don't care. But, you know, it's before Trump, it, you know, the communities or the society or the, you know, whatever, it turned upside down. And we get angry. And we say that, you know, why God allowed it happened in this nation? You know, if you love America, America is a unique country in the world. Because where you see, you know, the black, white, brown, yellow, purple, people in it. The purple one is the one who got, you know, shot by COVID. Well, that's a joke, guy, but it's not. Sorry, my joke is horrible. But I believe that we come together for one thing. We come together, everything according to God's will. I remember that the time that I was, they would slap me so hard, they would punch me so hard, and they hang me up with just a sword on my, I was, you know, have no clothes on, and they water me, and the electric cord come out. You know, the guy cranking the how you call it, the generator or something like that. And then he stuck to me, and I started laughing so hard. It changed the atmosphere. You know, the guy was expecting that I was screaming. But I was laughing so hard. And the guy said, look at it, and he cranked it some more, and he stuck that thing to me, and I laughed louder. I laughed louder. You know, you see, when you pray, when you have the praise, when you feel with the Holy Spirit, when your heart is praising him and praising him all the time, then what it come out of you when someone kicked the bucket, when something that it fall on you, how your reaction, when someone it cut you off from the freeway. Oh boy, I now we live in Florida. I drive fast. I learned that all the Spanish speaking, they don't know how to drive slow. And, you know, they cut on your face all the time. And so what do I do? You know, I let them go. You know, be a Hawaiian style, you know, hang loose. And, you know, it's just whatever you do. But, you know, sometimes, you have to flow with the traffic. You have to be fast. If you don't, they run over you. And so, you know, that's how it works, you know, when whatever God is within you. You know, the Holy Spirit is so mightily. You know, it's the promise from heaven. Before Jesus had returned to heaven, you know, 40 days he on earth. After the resurrection, he taught, he teach, He ate, he slept, whatever. In the Bible, hardly mentioned that he slept. You know, he rest. Yes, they mentioned that. But he is the Son of Man, and he is also the Son of God. You know, he is the, not the mystery that we never, we can solve it until we see God. But I believe that we live in a time that when Jesus, his last word to his disciple, you remember what's his last word to his disciple? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Wait until you receive. You know, it's very simple. Very simple. Receive what? Power, right? Oh, man, talking about power in Hawaii. It seemed like, you know, yeah, tomorrow it's okay. Most Hawaiians, you know, I'm talking about the native. I believe that, you know, we have some Hawaiian, real Hawaiian in this church. What the culture of the Hawaiian? You know, it's almost like the culture of the Cambodian, Lao. The mountain yard in Vietnam. You know, it's okay for tomorrow. Do I'm wrong on that? You know, and then the kid grew up in this nation, in this Hawaiian island. I met a couple kids, you know, graduate from a high school. And I asked them, they are, sorry, I have to say, they're Japanese, you know, background. They grew up, you know, they grew up here. The parents grew up here. The parents went through the war, World War II. And I met them and I asked them, you know, do you have any mind, you know, any college? And they said, what does college mean? You know, they have no thinking. I see a kid, you know, Hawaiian kid, I asked the same question. I said, you have any plans for, you know, for tomorrow? And they said, nah, I'm thinking. You know, what? See, I thank God that we have the youth here today. So I wish that I can slap you guys. Wake up. You know, it's a, if you want to do, you know, martial arts with me, you know, I'm happy too. You know, I was trained to become a fighter. And I love, you know, I taught karate in California State University, and I know what I have in my hand, and I have fun with it. But I thank God that all the youth, the children, is here today, because I believe that today is the day that God is going to empower everyone with His power. His last word is very important for each one of us. We have it to hold it with our heart. I remember that when my grandmother, we have an ER call for her. And she kind of like, you know, gone. So they put her on the cart. And then I run after her, you know, holding the car, and said, that's grandma, grandma, are you okay? You know, and then she go, like that. Man, I panicked. I don't know what she's talking about. Because I know in my culture, you know, her last word is very important. I need to hear that. Maybe some of you faced that before. You want to hear, you know what, the most important word. And Jesus is ready to go. He know it, but no one know. No one know that he's going to take off. He said that wait until you receive the power. So I hop on the emergency car with my grandma and try to get what she said. And finally, her word come out like that. Oh, I have 20 bucks in my bucket. Don't lose it. I know she's right. She should be okay. She's not in dangerous at all. She worry about her 20 bucks. You know, it's not last her last word at all. So I was laughing on the emergency, on the car. And when my parents come at the hospital, I said, "That's okay. No big deal. No big deal. It's a joke, guys, okay? It's a joke. You can laugh, you know. But anyway, Jesus, without his power, we cannot do anything. In the last day, you know, it's I want to read this, you know. Acts chapter 2, 17. "And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit up on all flesh, and your son and your daughters shall prophesy." I was happy this morning, you know, you have a youth camp, and Pastor David told me that, you know, "Hey, we're going to be noisy." Man, I didn't hear any noise. I was waiting all night long to hear the noise, but I couldn't hear them. But, they will prophesy. You know, I believe that, you know, it's and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dreams. To be a witness, all of his power given to us. See, most people always want to receive the Holy Spirit and, you know, receive the power. Can you say power?
Power.
Man, your power, like, you know, you're eating sushi or something. Come on, man, let's get eating hot dog, okay? Let's say power. Yes, you know, we need power from heaven and be a witness. See, most people remember the first part only, but forget the most important part. Because if you don't use it, God will take it away. Your feeling, your power, and everything that you have. You might like walking out like a walking dead. See, I see quite a few people who came to church and walking dead. With a big smile, Hawaiian smile. Aloha. How are you? Doing good. But inside we kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing. You have to build up the relationship. I love it to come to this church because every time when I come, I see the growth of this church. But this is just the beginning. Don't rest on what you have. Don't rest. Because the key for this church is to be a witness. That's the key, because pastor have been teaching you, have been taught you everything that he know about filling with the Holy Spirit and using the gift of prophesy. You know what? Just one word from heaven. Just one word that you need to speak to anyone. Then it their revelations. I remember the first time that God said that, you know, to me, my heart, you know, one of my students, I'm very traditional teacher. I kind of like, you know, it's very, you know, it's almost like a teacher. You know, it's most of the time teacher is, I think it's boring. You know, we just talk and, you know, teach something. I know some, you know, Pastor John is a teacher. Well, no comment. But he good. He always asks me something that make me think and confused. He asked like hundreds of questions. I said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Wait a minute." He started to lead me in something that I never known before. You know what? Maybe it's boring for someone, Pastor John, but don't look down on yourself. But who you are is better. Thank you, Pastor John. It's just my joke, you know. And so, but anyway, I believe that if we come to church with a hungry heart, no matter how long this way, one of my friends, a close friend of mine, I just know him about 4 years ago. Maybe some of you know him. His name is Dr. Rodney Hauerbrow in Tampa, the River Church. Man, when I first came to his church, I stand there for about an hour in the beginning just singing and worship God. And man, I said, man, it's long. My foot is getting hurt. I come from a very much traditional Pentecostal church. Just like Pastor John, the Assembly of God. And so I'm no longer with that organization, maybe half and half. But, for us, the service is 2 hours, it's long. 3 hours is long. And so, 1 hour singing. And then they have offerings. And they teach about, offerings. Another hour. And man, I look at my clock. I said, man, thank God, it's almost over. And then they have an hour of testimony. And then I said, is there anything more? And then the preacher come up, and starts preaching. And then I said, man, it's over 5 hours already. I'm dead. I just sit there. I sat there. Man, for first 2 weeks, I could not handle it. And I start to learn. So that if I'm hungry and thirsty enough, I can sit through. I start to get hungry for God. Even preacher, we are hungry for God. We're seeking God all the time. We're seeking God, right, my pastor? Yeah, we're seeking God every day. Asking for direction. Asking for things that, we have not known. You think that pastor don't seeking God? No, we all do. And if we are hungry physically, the person next to you will feel the hungry the same thing. It's translate. Somehow it's transformer. Somehow that it connects to the next person that, man, I'm hungry. Physically, we can do that. Spiritually, if you're not hungry, become a witness for Christ Jesus, then everybody will be relaxed in here. Man, I come here just for enjoy Pastor John or any pastor, Pastor John preaching or teaching. I'm going to just snooze off, sit right there. Don't worry, you can sit in the back and snooze off, or you can sit right in front, you still snooze off. It doesn't matter where you are. But if you can sit, wherever in the back you're hungry, you will receive everything. And if you sit in front, you will receive more. And in the middle, you can do whatever you want. But I believe that, if we can create an atmosphere of be a witness, a hunger in your heart, then the person next to you will feel that way. You are the light and the salt. Wherever you go, heaven is with you. Pay attention this week. When you go home, or when you go to the mall, or you go to work, just silently pray, Lord, I want to bring heaven to the place that I work. And people will draw to you and ask you, what happened? If I see Pastor Debbie, every time when I saw her, she looked younger. Since the past. She do the same thing. I saw her on the street, I said, oh, who are you? if you keep attention to that, every one of you will be younger every week. And the dangerous of it, the more you get younger, the more you like milk. It's a joke, guy. You might suck the bottle somewhere. All right? But I believe that, you know, every one of us is, you know, is to carry the power of God. You know, for us right now, as I sharing and stand with you, we just got back from Vietnam, and God opened up new doors. Thank you for all your prayer. Pastor, thank you for the prayer team here. Thank you. That is the Lord, you know, one of the president of the very large companies in Vietnam called me up and said that, Pastor, can you open a university creditable to U.S.? And I said, how did you know that? He said, and she said that, you know, Pastor, it's somehow that, it, you know, you are the one going to open the university. And just to let you know that, you know, before COVID, you know, I will plan to open a university. And Pastor John know the president, Pastor Dr. Kim. And it's not working now because some deal it's not working. But here we are again facing another challenge. Open a university. I need your prayer. I need your wisdom. I need your understanding that, you know, we can win. We can use this company and open a place that it can be training young people. It's going to be a normal school like here. It's going to be pre-med. We have a professor. It's excellent in helping kids to pass the MCAT. It's a test that, you know, all the students have to take it from U.S. to be able to go into the medical school. And we have, you know, quite a different professor to do it. And God already gave us, you know, the administrator. See, God, it opened up poor people together to serving him. And I believe this is the key. To be able to open and to be able to, the key to open and to buy the stadium. Because we like to use this one to be able to train leadership. And we already have land. It's 32 hectares already were given to open the school. You see, God, the mighty God, I didn't expect that. In last 4 weeks, God, it just bombarded with his wisdom. You know, God can use my foolish to make the wise one. See, the one, maybe you asking, you know, hey, this guy speaking English like he butchered the English. He chopped English up so much that, you know, it needs grace and miracle for you to understand it. But how can God use him? You see, if God can use the guy, you know, like me, then God can use every one of you. Pastor Stephen, God, it opened up door, man. All the things that you have been praying and asking, it will be done. It's done already. I believe that, you know, it's God, it opened up new door for each one of us. But we have to be a witness. If you take care of God's business, then what happens? Yes, he will take care of you. I challenge you guys today, this week, just be a witness for one person. You don't have to talk much. If you shine, just tell God. Lord, I don't know what to say, but I open my mouth, you talk. That's what happened when they torture me. I said that, Lord, I don't want to give out information. I don't want to give out anybody that's working with me. But when I open my mouth, you talk. I remember the time that I ran away from the police and because they were captured, surrounding the house church. I was running on the motorcycle. It's not a motorcycle, it's a moped. You know, but in Vietnam, it's fast. I run so fast that all of a sudden I see they block the road with jeep and, you know, soldier. And I said, Lord, I open my mouth, you talk, okay? And be very nice with them. You know, in Asia or in Vietnamese culture, we don't, you know, we always smiling. We don't know what you're talking about, but everything is okay. Yeah, yeah. You like, I like, you know. Our accent is stronger than, you know. So have you ever been in the nail shops? Yeah. A lot of Vietnamese there. It's called the Vietnamese Kingdom. Yeah? And they said, oh, you like? They don't have a K in the back, but you like, I like. You know? And so, you know, we speak with an accent, right? So, you know, I saw the roadblock, so I said, I waved my hand, and there's a wave in my hand. I pointed my hand like that. I said, oh, Lord, that's the wrong finger. You have to go like this. You know, now my finger like that. And I tried to smile, but my face go, ah. Angry come out. And they stand there. They hold their hand. When they see my face, they start to all stand up. And I said, what you guys doing out here? Sir, we tried to capture the house church in there. And we heard that there's a the guy who, his name is Moses, is the leader. We tried to capture him. If you want to capture him, why are you guys standing here for? Go get him. And they all say, yes, sir. And they all hop on the jeep and then run past by me. You see, when sometimes we don't know what to say, the Lord give us the authorities. I challenge you guys. I challenge everyone here today, just by saying one word, that the Holy Spirit lead you. Or even you don't even have a word. You don't have to say anything. Just smiling. If you don't want them to say anything, you know, this person is weird. Keep smiling at me and pointing me at the church, you know. Be a weirdo, that's fine. But be a witness. Be a witness. Can you say that I am a witness? I am. I am a witness. And I believe that God put me here for one thing, just to remind you that you have to grow. And if you don't, God will take everything away from you. In the last day, I bring my beautiful wife. I can say that beautiful. We have been married for 43 years. Come up here. She also a pastor in, she is a pastor leader in Tampa. And she have right now in South Vietnam, pastor, she have two churches, and she have one church in Hanoi. So she oversees four churches.
One in the center.
Oh, one in the central too. Okay, in the mountains. Okay. You want to say something?
Hallelujah. It's wonderful to be here this morning. Wow, I see you are full church, pastor. Wow, you grow. Hallelujah. Yeah, God is so good. I thankful that the Lord allowed me to join pastor like once a year on a mission trip. And God is so good. And so when I was praying for you, the Lord gave me the word, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Do you have the kingdom of God in you? If you don't have it yet, today is a good day. Especially we're going to have the water baptism later. If anyone needs to redo it or want to do it, this is a day.
Yeah, I want to encourage every one of you. Even you've been baptized already. Make your pastor getting tired too. Make his hand go worse, okay, by dumping people in the water, okay? I encourage people. Even you feel that, you know, you need to do it again, is that not against the bylaw or constitution? Good money. Well, okay, I can pay it for that. I'm willing to give up for that. But I believe that the baptism of water is so important. And if you forget, you know, we've done before. But if you want to redo it, right, Pastor? Are you willing to do it? Yes. And so, you know, I believe that encourage, especially the kid. You know, all the children here today, if you know what's drawing right, then if you want to be baptized by Pastor John, then go ahead and do it. I remember when I was 7 years old, I was baptized by the pastor in the river. I don't know what to do. By that time, I was just a little bit rascal in my head. So when he dumped me, I go down and then I went. They couldn't find me. I went about like a couple yards away and I snuck under the water and tried. And then the pastor getting panicked. And when I go out the water, man, I got spanky. But, you know, that time, I remember. And then he had to redunk me again. And then he hold me tight. He said that the pastor told me, kid, I'm going to get you down on the water. And if you're gone this time, man, you're dead. I said, yes, sir. But I encourage everyone. And then the word the Lord said to you?
Yeah, so that I have been praying for you, and the Lord give me the word, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. You know, if you don't have the kingdom of God, today is a good day. Because you need that. Because when you're in the kingdom of God, you will have everything. You don't need anything else because the Lord is going to provide for you. He loves you, right? There's no crying, no sickness, or any pain, any lacks, right? In the kingdom, they don't have that. And the kingdom of God is in you. And everywhere you go, you will carry the kingdom with God with you. And so sooner or later, the place where you be, the house, the work, or anywhere you go, the school, that place is going to be the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And so yesterday when our leadership get together and pray, and we pray for this island, Oahu, and the Lord gave me a vision. And I saw many holy fire from heaven thrown out to Oahu. The fire of God will come down on this island. And I know the Lord will revive your church. And I'm very happy to know that you come here and you open your heart, you're hungry, and you thirst for Him. Like this morning you come, God already hear your prayer, right? He will answer you. And especially you have His heaven in you, that you will have everything you need. That's all you need. Hallelujah. Thank God. Yes, we thank God that His goodness and His faithfulness in our family. So, Pastor, you remember we prayed for the house, and then God sent the flood to us in Tamba last year. You remember that part? Yes, and maybe in 10 more days, our house will completely finish remodeling the house. And the Lord gave us the money to do that. Wow, we said thank God. His goodness and our family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me a few more minutes. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. See, in the last day, we need the Holy Spirit. Every one of us. Either you get cold or hot. Either you will see signs and wonder, or we see nothing. The strength of the Lord is on you. It's on each one of us to face, you know, something unbelievable that, you know, when God calls each one of you in a way that he will send you in with filled with the Holy Ghost, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. You know, you send us to the end of the earth, but you are here in Oahu. You know, we share a part. We are a team. You know, no matter what, even you give a dollar in the church, you know, I know it's the wrong time to try to raise the money or anything. But I believe that God is reminding me this thing, that everything that you give, you will sow it back. You know, me and my wife, we asked the Lord. We said that, Lord, we need, you know, all the money for the work, for your work. Where is it? A crusade coming up by New Year's. It cost us around $200,000. I'm not so sure that I mentioned to you guys, but Franklin Graham came to Vietnam for 3 days. He had to spend over $1.5 million for 3 days. And come out, about 5,000 to 8,000 people come up and receive by order of the communists to receive the salvation. Maybe you don't know what that means. That means is when he called out for the altar call, if people don't come up for the altar call, they be dead, disappear at night time. So they were manipulate or twist their hand to go up there. You know, I just found out about a couple of months ago. You see, God is not twisting your hand in this church. You guys can twist Pastor John. He's the pastor. He can receive everything. Right, Pastor? You even can slap him if you want to. He won't fight back. But I know that, you know, it's not a big joke, you know. Sorry, Pastor. I don't encourage you guys to do that. But it's just a joke, okay? You know, because sometimes your word it can kill him. Be a witness. All high school students, junior high, you are the light. You grow up in the most challenging time of this time. You know, when I grew up, high school is fun. You know, every time when we're in the class, we start to stand up, you know, we salute to the flag and we start, you know, to say something. By that time, I don't understand it. I first came to U.S., and it's an honor to stand under the flag of America. But young people today is here. We need to pray for our young kids because they're facing challenge more than we do. Be a witness to our kids. So please stand up today. You don't mind if I pray for you guys? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord. Your word tells us to wait until we receive the power and be a witness. I know at times we always anxious that, you know, to do whatever we feel comfortable. But to be witness, if we don't do it, we might. Oh Lord, I praise that in the name of Jesus, I praise that your Holy Spirit will move among each one of us. And Lord, I praise that your word is going to be in our heart. I pray for your blessing. I pray for the door opening. Oh Lord, I praise in the name of Jesus. If you feel that, you know, the Lord asks you to be a witness today, would you raise your hand? Would you raise your hand and say that, Lord, I'm available. Thank you for filling me up with the power of the Holy Spirit. But to be a witness, Lord, use me. Use me. Teach me how to say yes. Teach me how to say yes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. This is the last thing that I want to do. Maybe you never opened your heart to Jesus and receive him as Lord and Savior. Maybe you did, but it seemed like, you know, it's you're far away from him. Today is the day that you need to make a new commitment or renew your vow. Your commitment is more important between you and God. Before you can serve him better, you have to accept him as Lord and Savior. So if you want to make a new commitment or renew your commitment, you want me to pray for you to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior? Will you raise your hand and say that, Pastor, I need to pray. I need to pray. Thank you. You can run, but you cannot hide. Go ahead and run. Fast as you can, but you cannot hide. Can you repeat after me? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. Die on the cross for me. You rose again so we can live. You are my Lord. I believe in my heart and confess by my mouth that Jesus is my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. I believe that will set you free from all the things that have been bound you. There are few persons have a stiff neck, and your back is hurt every night. You can be free today. I see the hand. You can be free today. You can be free today. Just lift your hand up and say that, thank you, Lord, I've been healed. By your stripe, we are healed. The one with the sword, you know, your leg has been hurt. Can you try to go up and higher than normal? You are healed. You are healed already. Yes, you are healed. The one who have a difficult time of digesting, tummy problems, the inside of the stomach is just like stirs you up. And have a hard time to go. God is healing you now. Can you take your hand and put it there right on your stomach? You are healed. And can you say, I am healed? I am healed. Oh, for the one who cannot sleep, can you touch your head right now? I give you peace right now. Tonight, you have to excuse your partner if you have two people. But if you're single, you don't have to apologize. But tonight, you're going to snore. Tonight, you're going to make so loud noise that you know you never known before, okay? And if you're single, it's fine. But if you're two people, just tell the other partner, say that maybe go to the other room because I'm going to snore. Deep sleep. I believe that God is healing us right now. For the one who have hand and you know you are struggle to use your finger because you have been working so hard with your hand and you hardly can move. It's God's timing for healing your hand now. You don't need surgeries. You just need a new part of your hand. You don't need to have a replacement because God is going to replace your hand. And also your knee gap. Expect a miracle on your knee gap. Don't give in what the doctor said, but give in what God has given you. Miracle do happen. I see people with fake eyes, God pop it out and give the new eyes in. I see God is healing the cripple, jump up from the wheelchair and running. And the best of all, God can renew every part of your body. And if you're dead, I see more than 3K, God raised people from the dead. Your sickness is too small for Him. It's not that big. You're not dead yet. Father, I praise in the name of Jesus. Can you say that in the name of Jesus? I am healed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Pastor.
Praise God. Let me, as I have him here, many of you don't know him, but Pastor Jacob and I spent time with him in Vietnam a few years ago. Actually, it's pre-COVID, right, that we were there. We met a couple of pastors. We were able to go to the north part of the country, which is very close to the border with China. And we went into the mountains, and we had a great time. But we fell in love with one of the pastors. He has two groups of pastors. One that he serves belongs to another organization in church design, but he's allowed us to sponsor a couple others that with him, And I wanted you to know that we support you. Your money goes to support him every month. We send him $200 for a desperate place where the Lord is moving, and this man is at the—he's at the tip of the spear in so many spiritual ways between the two of them. They're just constantly fighting and encouraging and just smiling at what the communists are doing in the church. And most Americans don't hear this, right? So I want you to know today that this ministry, we believe, is making a big impact. You know, and I can tell you how we know it. Pastor Moses would never tell you this, but his wife, whatever she plants, bears fruit. And she makes a lot of money every month selling her fruit. You haven't told anybody yet.
Hallelujah. God blessing. We're now in Tampa, and we have about maybe 20 mango trees. But it happened this year, they all have fruit. Wow!
I knew it by faith. It started in California, but they took a bunch of plants with them across country, planted them in Tampa, and all of a sudden, she's known around the world for her fruits. They're just in abundance. So I want you to be aware, we're close to this family, and we're still in touch. Where's Lily? Lily's on the keyboard. She's close to their daughter, because Pastor Jacob's very close. We're part of their family, and so they're special to us. We pray for them all the time, so I want you to start including them in your prayers as well, because he's on the move constantly. Can you imagine flying from Tampa to Vietnam?
Yeah, only two days.
It's amazing. it's quite a trip. So let me pray for him, and you guys join. Stretch your hands out to him, okay? Elizabeth, come. Father, we just join our hearts today. We're so grateful for this ministry. Lord, that you helped Pastor Moses escape from Vietnam many years ago as the country collapsed, and you've kept your hand upon him and Elizabeth, even through the years with YWAM in Hong Kong and all of those who were injured and hurt. And the way that you've laid their journey out is just such an inspiration for all of us. And Father, I pray that his story becomes well known. Even in Brother Rodney Howard Brown's church, that, Lord, there are thousands of people that need to be aware of what you're doing in Vietnam today. So bless them. Wherever their feet go, Lord, let them have the land. Wherever their hands touch, Lord, give it to them. Lord, wherever their need is expressed, open the windows of heaven that you would pour out a blessing upon their lives. Keep their children, keep their families safe. And Lord, provide for every need that they have in the ministry, for we love them and we thank you for them, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
In case of you wonder, you know, when I was sharing, you know, how they torture me, okay? The guy cranked it to the max and stuck the electric to my body, and I was laughing so hard. So he looked at the device, and he tested on his body. And it's just like timber. He went down. And so God is, you know, the God of Almighty God. By that time, I feel rejoiced. I mean, I don't feel electric shock at all. Okay. Amen.
Now, if you'd like to make a special offering, please, you can do so online, or if you need to write a check, just drop it in the box back there before you leave. They're heading to Maui on Tuesday, so he's still here with us tonight and tomorrow night, I think. You're right here upstairs. Please, give them a hug or give them a kiss before they leave. Let me pray and we'll be dismissed. Father, we just thank you today for the blessings that you have in all the ministries, Lord, the people that have come hungry for you. We thank you for all that you've done in Jesus' name. Now bring us back at the appointed time. We give thanks to you for it. Amen. Go in peace. Love one another before you leave.
What about